Magic happens in my life as I share with others when I don't care who gets the credit. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Magic happens in my life as I share with others when I don't care who gets the credit. We talked about this before. We talked about how magic happens in our life when we share. When we share uninhibitedly, when we share with a joy and a purity and a peace in our heart. What is it that we share with others that we don't, and when we don't care who gets the credit? Well, one of the things that we share is our wisdom. We share our wisdom with others, and we tell others that if they would do certain things, that certain things would follow. We say, if you would live your life in a more harmonious manner, you would have more harmonious circumstances in your life. And of course, nobody really wants to hear that. Nobody really wants to have that sort of advice. So rather than say, if you would live your life in a certain manner, certain things would happen, we use wisdom. And the wisdom is, what would you like to have happen in your life? Well, I would like to have a happy relationship, for instance. All right, if you would like to have a happy relationship, what is necessary for a happy relationship on your part? If you have a happy relationship with somebody, what is necessary on your part? Well, I have to be a happy person. I have to be a person who respects other people. I have to be a person who knows who I am and what I am and where I'm going and what my values are. I see, this is wisdom, asking the right questions. Okay, now, if you'd like to have a happy relationship, what sort of changes have to take place in another person so that you can have these happy relationships? How are you going to manipulate their life so that they live in a relationship with you that is happy? You say to yourself, I don't really want to manipulate somebody else to get what I want. Although sometimes I have to do that. Oh, do we? Do we ever have to manipulate another person in our life to get what we want to do? When we want something in our life, say for instance, we want someone to be more loving. How do we force them to be more loving? How do we encourage them to be more loving? How do we demand of them that they be more loving? My goodness, those words don't sound very nice, do they? How would I demand of myself that I be more loving? How would I encourage myself to be more loving? How could someone get me to do something like that, to be more loving? Good question. Well, the way others can encourage me to be more loving is when I look at them and I see them as being loving. When I see another person as being gentle and caring, then I'm tempted to act in that same way. Now, what if I were the one who was gentle and caring? Would I encourage other people to act in that same way? No. Because if I am gentle and caring, I don't care what other people do. I am gentle and caring. That is my nature. That is who I am. And so if that is who I am, if that is what I am, if that is what I'm doing, then others will respond or not, and it doesn't matter to me. Because my nature is to be gentle. If someone else is not gentle, that's their business. I am gentle under all circumstances. I am a caring, gentle, loving person. And being a caring, loving, gentle person, I create caring, loving, gentle people in my world. It is done unto me according to my belief. It is done unto me according to my belief. So, what is it that I believe? I am a gentle, loving, caring person. And I created my world. A world filled with gentle, loving, caring people, and my world is wonderful. I don't say someone else has to change to make our relationship better. I just be who I am. And if I see in others that a change is needed, I can be sure that that exists in me. And I don't admire that, so I do not put my attention on that. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to say that whatever happens in my world is my creation. That's a tough thing to say. Whatever good comes in my world, I brought there. Oh, that we can say. We love to say. Whatever bad comes in our world, that I had nothing to do with. It was not my fault at all. And yet it was very much our fault. We put the cause in motion for those unhappy things to take place in our life. If we can look at ourselves and see ourselves as beautiful, glorious, happy people, we will look at the world and see it as beautiful, glorious, and happy. We will look at every person on the face of the globe and see them as beautiful, glorious, and happy. Even the ones who are suffering from poverty and illness and war and so on. What's that? Even the ones that are suffering from poverty, illness, and war. What's that? What should I say? If you are pure in your heart, to the pure, all is pure. If you are pure in your heart, you will look at those areas where people are experiencing something that might be contrary to what you believe, and you will see them experiencing happiness, joy, peace, and harmony. You will create the world exactly as you are in your consciousness, exactly as I am in my consciousness. I create a campus here filled with glorious, beautiful beings, each more magnificent than the other, and expressing their harmony, their peace, their gentleness. I create a campus filled with beautiful, successful people walking their spiritual path in a most magnificent way. And at times, they are irritated at me because they don't want to see themselves that way for a moment. And I say, ha 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 ha, I'm the creator of all in my world, and you're in my world, and so you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful. Ooh. And the minute you tell them they're fantastic, they're glorious, they're wonderful, anything contrary to that has no existence. It never did. And they express only that which they are, the beauty, the magnificence, the wonderful quality. Do you want to have new friends in your world? How do you want to create them? Do you want to have new experiences in your world? How do you want to create them? But just remember, as I create beautiful people here on campus, I don't care who gets the credit for creating them. If they say they did it, go for it. I know that in me is that beauty, harmony, and goodness, and my world can only be a reflection of it, and I don't really care who gets the credit, because my thoughts are the magic that bring about in my world exactly what I believe about myself, and life is wonderful. Life is great. Yes, ask questions as our friend Socrates has done. And all of the people who are acting in any contrary way will all of a sudden begin to look at themselves from a new light, responsible for everything they think and say and do, because it started with me. It started with you. I love you. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.